Yo, 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 what's good, fam? It's your girl Riley Hart here, back at it again with another dose of real talk. We're diving deep into self-care today because let's be real, Gen Z is basically running on fumes. Between school, jobs, social media pressure, and trying to figure out what the heck we're doing with our lives, sometimes self-care feels like a mythical creature, something everyone talks about, but nobody actually practices. Ever scrolled through Instagram and seen those perfectly curated self-care routines? Face masks, yoga poses, journaling, and fancy notebooks? It's giving basic, am I right? But here's the tea. Self-care isn't about following some trend or achieving Instagram perfection. It's about finding what genuinely nourishes your soul and helps you recharge. So let's ditch those unrealistic expectations and get real about self-care that actually works for us. First up, remember that self-care doesn't have to be a grand gesture. A 5-minute meditation app session, blasting your favorite playlist while you dance around your room, no judgment here, or even just taking a hot shower with some aromatherapy oils can be seriously effective. Next, stop comparing yourself to others. You know that feeling when you see someone else's life looking perfect and you're like, ugh, why am I not doing that? Let's break the cycle right now. Your self-care journey is unique. What works for your bestie might leave you feeling drained. Focus on what truly brings you joy and helps you feel centered. Another major key? Learn to say no. You're not obligated to please everyone all the time. Remember that scene in Mean Girls when Regina George says, "Fetch?" Well, you get to decide what's fetch for your life, and saying no sometimes is absolutely fetch. Prioritize your well-being and don't feel guilty about declining invitations or tasks that drain your energy. Speaking of draining, let's talk about the internet. It's a blessing and a curse, right? Social media can be addictive, and constant scrolling can leave you feeling more anxious than chill. Take regular breaks from your phone. Seriously, put it down. Go for a walk in nature, read a book, not on your phone, or spend time with real people, the ones who don't have filters. You'll be surprised how much better you feel when you disconnect and recharge. And hey, maybe even try an old school activity like writing in a journal. It's a great way to process your thoughts and emotions without the constant distraction of likes and comments. Picture this. You're having a rough day. Your class got canceled because of a snowstorm. Your favorite coffee shop is out of oat milk, the ultimate betrayal. And your dog ate your homework. Again. Sound familiar? Instead of spiraling into a vortex of stress, you take a deep breath, put on your comfy sweats, pour yourself a cup of herbal tea, chamomile is your new best friend, and light some candles. You crank up your favorite playlist, put on a face mask, and spend the next hour doing absolutely nothing, just chilling and recharging. That's self-care in action. It's about finding those small moments that bring you peace and joy, even when life throws you curveballs. Remember, Gen Z, taking care of yourselves isn't selfish. It's essential. So ditch the pressure to be perfect. Embrace your unique journey, and remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Don't forget to hit that follow button, rate this episode, and tag me in your TikTok self-care routines. I want to see what you got.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.